Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning, Dave Clemens here, and I have Steve Waring, the executive director from Crook County Parks and Recreation District. How are you?
I'm really well. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Now, you guys are out there in Prineville. Out there in Prineville, like, that's like, I mean, it's not that far away.
It's a beautiful 40-minute drive out there. Lots of cows and great scenery.
That's where I started my radio career.
Yeah.
Was out on the Madras Highway, little radio station there,
yep.
KRCO. And it's funny you say cows, because that radio station is in the middle of a field. And I remember during my interview, I was up here from, this is 1989.
Yeah.
I'm here from San Francisco doing my first radio interview to see if I can get the job out there. And they've got these great big picture windows. And there's these two cows decided to start a family during my interview. And I just remember the guy that was interviewing me said, yeah, we have free entertainment out here.
That's great.
And I was like, wow, this is going to be something. So I lived in Prineville for several years, and I have a great love for it, and really appreciate what you guys do. Crook County Parks and Rec, which you guys do a lot. I mean, what's your responsibility? What is it that you do for Parks and Rec?
Yeah, well, I am the executive director for the Parks and Recreation District. So I run, it's kind of like the CEO of Parks and Recreation in Prineville and Crook County. I've been here for a little bit over 2.5 years now. Moved here from Central Florida area. There was a nationwide search for this position, and I applied for it. The Pacific Northwest has always kind of called to me, and I just love it here. Absolutely.
Now, do you think they chose you because you're qualified, or because you are the farthest possible distance you could be for the job, being out there in Florida? I mean, it seems like it'd be very, very different.
Well, I think the farthest possible distance away might have hurt me a little bit, but it was the likability and charm my tenure in this industry. Yeah, I've been doing this for about 30 years now.
Sure. Is it real different going from Florida to Crook County?
Well, small town is always a little bit different. I grew up in a small town in Missouri, about 40 miles west of St. Louis.
And okay.
We had about 800 people in that town.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, small town's always a little bit different, but we have a very clear mission at Crook County Parks and Recreation District. We provide great diverse programs, we provide beautiful facilities, and we provide great customer service. So those are the three things that we focus on year round.
And you can do that anywhere.
I can do that anywhere.
But you like doing it here.
I love it here. This is one of my favorite places I've ever lived.
Tell me about some of the things that you guys do. I know, of course, I'm involved every year with the daddy-daughter dance. Yep. Is that the official name of it? What do you
believe
guys call it?
So.
I think it's daddy,
they may be
dance.
Themed a little different every year,
yeah,
but daddy daughter dance is a good way to describe it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's been a blast. Been doing that for a long time. What else you guys do?
Yeah, so from an event perspective, we get the season running about February with that daddy daughter dance. Then we jump into a fishing derby in May.
That's
popular.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we get into the summer. It gets on you really fast, and we start planning for the annual 4th of July event. And then from 4th of July, we're right into Movies in the Park, which these past 2 years have been really great, diverse movies in the park, where we have a couple of dive-in movies at the Prineville Pool during swim season.
Oh, fun.
Those are really great, and people really seem to love those. And then we started doing drive-in movies last year also. So those take place at the Crook County Fairgrounds. We just had our last one last weekend, so we'll have to wait until next summer for those again. But the drive-in movies have become very popular. And then after the drive-in movies, we get into our Crooked River, our ghost town at Crooked River, which is our haunted house that we partner with the local high school drama club to put on a haunted house for a few days over the Halloween season.
And then the next thing, of course, then we start gearing up for the holidays.
Yeah, then it's going to get colder and the snow is going to start coming. So we're going to get ready for the holiday season with our Santa's Workshop and Craft Bazaar. And that is an event that takes place on November 29th. We've been doing this event for a long time in Prineville. I don't even know. It's gone on for over 20 years now, I believe.
Yeah.
So it's a traditional event in Prineville. But the Santa's Workshop offers over 12 kids-free craft activities that are inspired by the holiday season. And there's over 300 projects that are available. So 300 kids will be able to come and do these different projects. Santa will be there from noon to 2, so you can come and do a selfie with Santa. And then we also have some train rides, where last year I got to be the conductor and actually drive the train
for my first time ever. Yeah. Neat.
So we'll do that. And then we have over at the Carrie Foster Hall, there will also be a craft bazaar where we have over 15 of our local vendors that will offer homemade goods, crafts. Then there'll also be concessions and food available that day. So that starts at 9 o'clock and runs till 3. And then the other events that we talked about run from about 10 o'clock to 3. Santa will be there from noon to 2 that day.
Okay. And that, again, is November 29th. That's a Saturday.
The Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
When everybody's out shopping, getting ready for the holiday season, it's a great time to see what you can find at one of these craft booths and let the kids make you a gift, too.
At the craft shop. I love it. Okay. More information at your website?
Yes, you can find our website at www.ccprd.org. And if you didn't get the CCPRD, it's Crook County Parks Rec District.
Easy way to remember, yep. Right? Talking to Steve Waring, the Executive Director for Crook County Parks and Recreation District. Steve, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me today, Dave. And I just remembered one more thing I need to add. For our Santa's Workshop, it is a free event, but we are partnering this year with the Crook County Foundation, who they are doing a food drive for their annual holiday partnerships that helps our folks that are in need during the holiday season. So when you come to Santa's Workshop this year, we just ask that each family bring a can of soup. It can be any flavor soup you'd like, but we're in charge of collecting soup this year. So please grab a can of soup and bring it with you.
All right. Free event, but also for a good cause. So bring that can of soup.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.